I didn't say anything. Rabosai, we are on Daf Tesam and Aleph. We're starting Daf Chesam and Beis. Itmar, the third word on the line. Yesterday, we made a division between whether if a guy, Chesam and Beis. So we say if a guy said that he's making the first day, or he said make the first day, that will tell. That's a difference of whether he can bring the whether the remnant of the sacrifice will be an extra, will be an added to the mitzvah, which is forbidden, or not. We also learn Amar Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We learned such a chiluk in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu el shlo gamar. Okay, we only said that what, that he's not allowed to go back and give the other sacrifices where the day wasn't over. Well, gamar chozer makar, but if the day was over, he goes back. My gamar. What do you mean gamar? Ilei megamar kabanosav. Pardon me, I made a mistake. Ilei kabanosav. I said wrong. I'll explain in a second. Ilei megamar kabanosav. If we say he completed his sacrifices, my makar. What is he sacrificing? Elo shlo gamar yom. We see what, if the day wasn't finished and he didn't do it, so then he doesn't do it. Well, gamar yom. But the day was finished. He ran out of time. Then he can't. I'm sorry. It's the other chiluk from yesterday. The chiluk was whether he had to be that he had no choice. You see, he's out of time. He's out of time. So then he's able to do the sacrifices the other day. But if he had time, then he can't do it because, like, he's adding. Right. Mishnah says the Mishnah. Mishalo chag biyon tavar rishon shalchag. If a person didn't, we learned the Mishnah says if a person didn't bring the chagiga. In the first Yom Tov Chogeg as Kol HaRegel, he can bring it to the entire rest of Sukkot. For Yom Tov Rechon Shachag, and not only that, he can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. We'll discuss why. So you can pay back all 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres. Avar Regel v'lo Chag, but if the entire Yom Tov passed and he didn't bring the Chagiga and the Chai Bach Ruyuso, he doesn't have to anyway fill up its loss anymore. It doesn't matter. Why it's over. He doesn't have to pay anything back. Why? Now, as an emirat says, "Mubas lo yichol leiskol." What? If something became bent, it can't be fixed. Or if it's a loss, something is missing, it can't be counted. There's no way to fix this. Once you have to pass, you can no longer do the chagiga. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, and you don't have to worry about it. It's all over. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi says, "Ezu mu'uvas." He says, "What does it mean?" He says, "What does it mean that something's bent?" Sheinu yochol isakin. What is it called? What is that thing that's so bent that you can't fix? It's a bal erva, a holy man of mamzer. There's a person who lived with one of the forbidden sexual relationships and brought forth a mamzer. Okay, and therefore what? He can't fix it because what he did wrong is always there. He can never erase the sin. It's always right in front of him. Im tomar begona begozel. Okay, and if you're going to say no, it's talking about a person who stole secretly or gozel stole by force from another person. Yochol hulach zero. You want to tell me it's not true that you can't fix it? Why? He can always give it back for Yisakin, and he can fix the sin that he did. When Yochai says no, and Kari l'shon muvas. So the only time he calls something bent, fixed is somebody who we know was first good and then became bent. Okay. But not so, okay, it was started out straight. So that's not what we said before. Vezu, who was the person that was straight and became bent? Zambetochem, a parchment of Sabbat Torah. That's about Tamechochem, who goes away. He was involved in Torah and he abandoned it. Minani, was he straight and then he got messed up? Minani, Mile, where do we know that you can pay back the Chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom, Rabbi Shmuel, because we learn following. Nemar Atzeres, Bishvi, Shel Pesach. It says atzeres. Atzeres is a word for a holiday, but it also means for holding back from work. V'nemar atzeres b'shmini shachag. And also, it's also called, the shmini atzeres is also called atzeres. The seventh day of Pesach is called atzeres. And the Shmini Atzeres is called the Atzeres. Ma'ala halon tashlumin. So just like we're going to see by Pesach, we'll see in a minute. Just like Pesach, you can pay back even on the day called the Atzeres on the seventh day. Afkan tashlumin. Also what? Yeah. Also by Shmini Atzeres, you also be able to pay back. It's a gzeirah shavah, a word bridge. Mufna. Okay, you have to see more. Says you're going to have to say what, that the word Atzeres has to be extra. Otherwise, the ilo mufta, because if you don't say it's extra, ikal mifrach, I can raise difficulties. The point is like this: when I have a gzeirah shavah, a word bridge, where the word is extra, then we don't attack it with logical differentiation. So we can differentiate the cases, we still make the transfer from one context, the law of one context, the word bridge transfers. But if it's not extra, then if we can find a logical differentiation between two cases, then we don't transfer the laws from one context to the other. Word bridge cancels the laws from one context to the other. We can always attack the comparison. When can't we attack the comparison if the word is extra? So the word has to be extra. So let's show that he says must be extra. Why? Because if it's not extra, I could always raise this difficulty. Okay, Mal Shviyah Pesach. Look, the seventh day of Pesach, Shekeinu Chaluk Milashul Fanav. The seventh day of Pesach, it's the same thing as the other days. It's not. It's the same thing as the other days that came before it. It just happens to be Yontif. Tomer Bishmini Shachag Shecholim Milafanav. What are you going to talk about? Shmini Atzeres. It's got a whole different rule. Okay, it's not the same. It's not a Sukkos. It's not a Sukkos. It's a different holiday. Okay, so therefore what? Right? So therefore, since I can find a logical differentiation in order for you to transfer the rule of the seventh day of Pesach that you can pay back the Chagiga, okay, to Shmini Atzeres that you can pay back to the Chagiga, even of Sukkos, if you don't show me that the word Atzeres is extra, then I'm going to be able to show this is different because the seventh day of Pesach is like the days before, and the eighth day of Sukkos is not like the days before. Marsalai says, you're right, that's the truth. The word is extra. Mikidi, let's take a look. My Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean? Asabatias Malach, what does Atzeres mean? That's held back. Atzeres, it's held back from doing work, from doing work on the seventh day or Shmini Atzeres. Haksiv lo tasa malacha, but it's written, we already wrote, by Pesach, we wrote La Tasa Malacha. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do any work. Atzeres Tachsir Rachman Alam Ali. So why do I need the word? You already wrote don't do work. Why do I need the word Atzeres holding back from work? Ella, that tells me what? Shema Mino Alaf Nuye. That's really telling me what that it's extra, and therefore we're allowed to make the word comparison. And I don't use a logical differentiation to stop the comparison from being made to make the word bridge transfer the laws. So therefore, I can transfer. V'tana, and we learn V'tana Maisi Law Mehacha. The Tana, there's a Tana in the Brisa that shows us that the eighth day Shmini that they say Sukkah Shmini Atzeres can be Tashlum and can pay back for the Chagiga from a different source entirely. The Tana, because we learn V'chagosim Asuchag LaShem Shivas Yom. You should. Holiday, you should celebrate it as a holiday. Hashem, 7 days. What does it mean? So you have to bring a shlamim of chagig every single day of this. This is talking about Sukkot, all the days of Sukkot. Talmud Lomar, also it. Also, no, the first day of Yontif, you do the Chagig, and not the other days. Im came Lama Nemar Shiva. Okay, then why does it say 7? If it's only the first day, so why does it say 7? The Tashumin. So all 7 days, I can pay back the first day. So now I know if I didn't bring the chag in the first day of Sukkot, I can bring it all 7 days. I mean, I shim lo chag yom tov arishon shel chag shechog v'lo kol haregel. How do I know if I don't do the first day of yom tov that I can do it all the kol haregel v'yom tov achron? How do I know that if he didn't do it the first day of Sukkot, he does it all the 7 days and the last day even Shmini Atzeres? Okay, Talmud Lomar, because it says Bechodesh Hashvi, it says on Techogo, so you should celebrate it in the seventh month. What do you mean the seventh month? You already told me, but he says Ibechodesh Hashvi, you can do it all the whole 7th month, so that includes the eighth day Shmini Atzeres. Ibechodesh Hashvi, if you're going to say the 7th month, the whole 7th month, Yochol Yechog Bechodesh Kulo, so then maybe I can bring the Tashlum in the entire month. Talmud Lomar, also no it. Also, okay, only in the holiday at the chagig, then you can bring the chagiga, but yet chagig chutzalah, but you can't bring the chagiga afterwards. So therefore, what? One part amplifies it, so it goes. I can pay back all the 7 days, and the month it makes it even the 8th day. But I said since there's also, so it's only 1 day more, which is the 8th day, but not the whole. So but not the entire month, only the month more than the holiday, which makes the 8th day, but not after the 8th day. Ayu, my tashlumin. What is the rule of tashlumin? We mentioned this earlier in our learning. Rabbi Yochanan, we have two opinions of how tashlumin works. Rabbi Yochanan amar tashlumin yishma. Yochanan says all the other days pay back for the first day. If you whatever you were obligated on the first day, all 7 days you can pay back the first day. Rabbi Oshia amar said no. Tashlumin zelazet. We pay back for each other. The reason you can bring the chagiga all the 7 days because each of the 7 days, if you didn't do it that day, the next day has its own obligation. Each day is replaced the other day. Day two has its own obligation. You didn't do it day two, day three has its own obligation. So the Gemara says, So what's the difference? What's the difference if I say all 7 days pay back the first day, each day has its own obligation? The upshot is the same. All 7 days, you can. If you didn't bring it the first day, all 7 days, you can bring the Chagiga. The answer is Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Chiga b'yom rishon, min his pasha b'yom sheni, ikabina. Here's the case. If a person was lame the first day and he became able on the second day, that's the argument. Why? Because remember we said a lame person doesn't bring the chagiga. So now, if a person was lame the first day and he becomes better the second day, if the second day is only a payback for the first day, since he wasn't obligated the first day, He can't bring it on the second day. There's nothing to pay back. He had no obligation. But if you say each day is its own obligation, so then even if he was lame the first day, but he was able the second day, since the second day has its own obligation and he's able to walk on the second day, so he's obligated because of the second day. So that's an afkamina. Let's read it inside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan would say, "What tashlum in the rishon? It's all a payback for the first day. Came to lechazi b'rishon, since he wasn't fit to bring the carbon on the first day because he was lame. Lechazi b'sheni. Then even on the second day when he got better, he's also not fit, so he doesn't bring the carbon. He can't pay back. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, he says tashlum is elazay. Each day pays back for the other day. Each day is its own new obligation to bring the chagiga. Afagav de lechazi b'rishon. Therefore, even if he wasn't fit on the first day, lechazi b'sheni. Since he's fit on the second day, and the second day is its own obligation, he has to bring it. So that's the argument. Whether when he was lame on the first day and fit on the second day, whether he has to bring the chagiga. I omir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Does he really hold that if you're not obligated the first day, you can't pay back the second day? Varma Chizkiah, didn't we learn the following? Chizkiah is talking about a Nazir who became Tameh during the time that he was a Nazir. He says, let's say Nazir for 30 days. He became Tameh in the middle. If he becomes Tameh, he's going to have to purify himself and bring sacrifices and start over. So now he has to bring the carbon. Now, the only thing is like this, and he has to count. So then, the question is like this. What happens if he becomes Tameh and becomes Tameh again? How many times is he going to have to bring the sacrifices for the Tumah? So it's going to depend. Did he have a separate new... Was he Tameh and was obligated to bring sacrifices? And then become Tameh again, and therefore have to bring sacrifices for the first and sacrifice for the second? Or did he become Tameh and become Tameh, and it's all one long thing, it only brings one set of sacrifices? So he says, Nitva b'yom ha-shmini, Rav Chizkiah said, if he became Tameh on the eighth day, which is the day that he should have already brought the sacrifices, okay, maybe, he's going to have to bring a sacrifice for this, and a sacrifice for the second tumah. He's going to have to bring twice, okay? Balayla, but let's say he became Tameh on the night, the eve of the eighth day, between the seventh day and the eighth day. Eino maybe, he's not going to have to bring a separate one. Why? Because only have to be one carbon for the two uncleannesses. Why? Because since the second one happened when he wasn't fit to bring a carbon, you can't bring the carbon there for the eighth day. At night, you can only bring the eighth day. So therefore, what? There's no difference between the two uncleannesses, and therefore he only has one. He only has to bring one sacrifice. So according to Chizkiah, if he became Tameh in the eighth day, he has to bring two sacrifices, right? Because he was already fit to bring the sacrifice in the eighth day, and he became Tameh again. He has to bring for the first and the second. But if he saw the tomb at night, okay, at the night of the eve of the eighth day, since you're not allowed to bring the sacrifice till the daytime, so it's like it was one long tomb, he's only going to bring one sacrifice. Rabbi Yochanan Amar said no. Af balayla, even if he became Tameh at night, Nami maybe also has to bring a second sacrifice, one for the first and one for the second. Why? Because he says what? Because the time of his obligation, even though technically he can't bring it at night, but he already was the time for the eighth day, and therefore he has to bring it. So you see that what? You see that even though the original obligation happened at a time when he wasn't fit, he's still able to bring the sacrifice. Okay? In other words, it's the same thing, he's still fit to bring a sacrifice. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that if he wasn't fit at the beginning, okay, that he's not fit to fill it in. You see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though he couldn't bring the sacrifice at night, okay, it's still called that he has to bring the sacrifice, and he has to bring the sacrifice. So why don't we say the same thing when it came to being lame on the first day? He says no. Shani Tuma. He says it's different. He says the rule of Tuma, it's not true. If Yochanan really holds a person not fit, then the obligation is gone. Why by Tuma did he say that the obligation is there because he's Tami? Because the Yeshla Tashlumin Pesach Sheni. We have a special rule by Tuma. We found by Tuma, if a person was Tami on the first Pesach, that he has to bring the Pesach on the second Pesach. So you see that what by Tuma, even though a person wasn't obligated by Tuma, the disqualification of Tuma doesn't take away the person's obligations, so he can pay back. So by tuma is a special rule, but when it comes to non-tuma, like our case, which was a case of being lame, by being lame, if you aren't obligated, there's nothing to pay back. By tuma, there's something to pay back, because we saw the Torah specially included tuma for paying back, even though he wasn't obligated at the time. Maskiflo Rav Papa said, so let me ask Akashi, get out of here. He says, how can you tell me according to Rabbi Yochanan, that that Pesach Sheni, that Tumah was special, okay, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, and it doesn't, you shouldn't learn out to everything. Hanich lemanda amar Pesach Sheni tashlum derishanu. That's very good, according to you said, according to the opinion that said that Pesach Sheni pays back the first Pesach, okay, and therefore we found a special rule for payback when it comes to Tumah that I can use to differentiate. So Rabbi Yochanan can have a different opinion about Tumah than he has by being lame by the Chagiga. Alamanda amar Sheni regal of neatzmahu, but according to the opinion, though, the Pesach Sheni is its own brand new obligation. It's not a payback. Michael and Maimer. Okay, so therefore we didn't find any difference between Tumah and being lame. So therefore you won't be able to defend it. If Rabbi Yochanan said that by Tumah at night of the eighth day of the Nazar, you can still pay back, then he should say what they should say back by being lame, then by being lame by the Chagig the first day, he should still be able to pay back when he's able on the second day. So how are you going to defend yourself? You have no special case by Tumah to differentiate it. So that's a knockout blow. So we have to give a different answer. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan can hold by the Nazir when he can't bring the sacrifice, it still incurs the obligation even though he can't bring it, and by being lame, even though he's not able to, he still incurs the obligation enough to pay back when he's able on day two. Okay, Elam Rav Papa, you have to answer like this. Kasav Rav Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechusas Manis. The answer is, you have to know what? The answer is like this, that by the Nazir, the reason why, even though he couldn't bring the sacrifice on the nighttime, he says that's, it's not true. It's not considered that he wasn't fit to bring a sacrifice. Really, the obligation of the sacrifice happened already on the eve of the eighth, between the seventh day and the eighth day, it's already obligated. It just so happens that he can't bring it, but really he's already obligated. Not like we said before that he's only obligated the next day. No, he's already obligated. He's already obligated on the eve of the eighth, but it just so happens that he can't bring it. So therefore, there's no comparison. When it came to the reason why by the Nazir, he said he already has to bring two sacrifices because as long as the nighttime arrived, at the second, the night, the eve of the eighth arrived, he was already obligated to bring a sacrifice, and then he became Tameh. So it doesn't matter, he has to bring two sacrifices. Masha Enke, which is not the case, by the first day of Yontif, if he was lame, he never got the obligation. He came into the first day of Yontif without the obligation, therefore you can't pay back. One second. You want to tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds that the nighttime is not considered a lack of time, and that the Nazir is already obligated to sacrifice on the night of the eighth, on the eve of the eighth? It's not true. From Rabbi Yochanan, I'll show you. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that he's already obligated on the eve of the eighth. Then we learn. Now you have to remember the laws of a Zav. Remember, Zav, the person has a mission, a non-seminal mission. It's the disease one. If he sees one time, he has to be, he's tummy, he goes to the mikvah, and he's clean that night. If he sees two times over two days, so then he has to keep seven clean days and then go to the mikvah, and then he's clean. If he sees three times within 3 days, then he has the seven clean days, plus he has to bring sacrifice on the eighth day. So now we learn, Rabbi Yochanan, now you want to tell Rabbi Yochanan old that the nighttime is really not missing time. You told me that by the din of the Nazir. Let's look what he said by the din of the Zav. Ra, achas, okay, balayla, ushtayim bayom. It was the eve of the eighth when he has to bring his sacrifice. So he's a guy who saw three times. He has to do it. Now what happens? Okay, he saw one time. He saw again in a mission of balayla on the eve of the eighth, ushtayim bayom, and two in the daytime. So now it's like he saw all three on the eighth day. Okay. Because the first one combines with the first one always combines with the second, okay. So and therefore what? So if the first one is at night, okay, it combines with the second two in the day, and he's gonna have to bring a separate sacrifice, okay. And therefore what? Okay, maybe he's gonna have to bring an extra sacrifice, okay, from the nighttime. That's if he sees one at night and two. And two in the daytime. Shtayim b'alayla, if he saw two at night, okay, ve'echas b'yom, and one in the daytime, okay, when he comes back, eino maybe, he doesn't bring an extra one for the second one. Why? Because the main seeing, which was two at night, was when he wasn't yet chayev to bring the carbon. And now he got a problem. Okay, if you just told me what you just told me, when he saw two at night and one in the day, he doesn't have to bring an echav. If he saw kadayt kasav Rabbi Yochanan laila eino mechusas man, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that the nighttime is missing, so already on the eve of the eighth, there was already chayiv a karban. Okay, eino mechusas man, it's not missing. Afilu shtayim ashtiru five laila bechav bayom. That even if you saw two at night and one in the day, you should have to bring it. Maybe you have to bring an extra karban. Because well, even though it was nighttime, it was already considered from the minute the night came in. It was already obligated in the sacrifice. So therefore, he'd be obligated to sacrifice. Then it became tummy again. So he should be have to be. So. Therefore, if he really held, if it's what you're saying is really true, that he held that the nighttime is not missing any time, and that's why it was different. That's why it was different. So then he said, why didn't he say the same thing about the Zav? Where he says, no, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, this over here you have to say is not what your lady holds. Really, he holds that the nighttime is not missing time. Really, he holds that the nighttime is missing time. But what he spoke about earlier, pardon me, by the Nazir at night and one in the daytime, that he doesn't have to bring an extra carbon, he wasn't speaking according to his own opinion. You're really right. Really, he holds that the nighttime is not missing. But he was speaking L'divrei Omer Laila Mechusas Man. Over here, he was speaking not according to his opinion. What we said before is the truth. Really, the din by Nazir is explained from the fact that he holds that the nighttime is not missing any time, and he really was obligated the carbon. And by the person who was lame in the first day, he was never obligated to bring the carbon. And over here, where he said that two at night and one in day is not obligated the extra carbon, it's not because he doesn't hold that the nighttime is not missing time. It's because he was speaking according to the opinion that holds the nighttime is missing time and the nighttime is not obligating the carbon. No, so there, to read that again, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the din over here, the divi omer laila mechusas zman, azman. Okay? Okay, he's saying according to the other opinion. According to the opinion, that's not. He was speaking according to the opinion that the nighttime is missing, and he wasn't yet obligated to carbon. Hi, Marcel. One second. The divrei Omer, according to the one who holds it, the nighttime is not missing. Pshita, the law is obvious. There would be no need for Rabbi Yochanan to teach me this. What novel point Rabbi Yochanan teach me? Obviously, anybody who holds that the nighttime is missing time would hold that two at night and one in the day is not an extra carbon. The answer is no. Shtayim bayom echad b'layil leads to bichali. No, he was coming to Mechadesh, even according to that opinion, according to the opinion that the nighttime is missing the time. Nighttime is not obligated to the extra carbon by the Zav. Okay, but what he wasn't obligated his carbon yet, pardon me, according to for the Zav. Okay, to teach me this point, that when we saw two in the day and one at night, okay, to teach me what? That then he does bring the extra carbon. Why? Even though what? That even though the first seeing of the three, which he needs three in order to be obligated to carbon, was at night. And he wasn't yet obligated to carbon till the daytime. Because that's this opinion holds that you're not obligated, that nighttime is missing time. Sakadaitech, I mean, I might think Tachta Rav Shisha Brei Davidi. I might think according to the famous difficulty of Rav Shisha Brei Davidi, who said the following, that you could say that since the first of the three sighting was at night, that which it was not the time of the obligation of the carbon, it should not be able to join together with the two sightings of the day. And it's like he only saw two sightings, and he won't be obligated a carbon, even though he really saw three. Kamash Malanka Yosef, answer me no, like Rav Yosef, okay, that what? That the laws, like we said, that even so, we say that the first one, even though the first sighting happened when he wasn't obligated to carbon, and the two sightings happened when he was obligated to carbon, they joined together to make a new tuma, and it does obligate him a carbon. Now we said in our Mishnah, we said, okay, so that therefore we're done with that piece. Our Mishnah told us if the whole Yotav passed and he didn't bring the carbon chagiga, okay, he's not obligated to replace it. Val zeh nemar, I say, if he can fix it, it's nothing. Val zeh nemar, and it says, muvas lo yuchal liskon. This, when something comes bent, you can't fix it. And there's something is missing and it can't be counted. Amar le barhei lehila. Barhei raised this difficulty to Hillel. He said, I limonos, why does it say that it's something missing that can't be counted? Okay, limonos mi by the pasuk should say something's missing, it can't be filled up. You don't say something's missing, can't be counted. You say something's missing, can't be filled up. Because Ella, okay, so he says, why did it say not be counted. Zesh minuach chaver l'mitzvah. This is when somebody's colleagues counted him in to be part of a mitzvah. Who loaned him to him, and he declined, and he didn't allow himself to be counted with them. So missing out on this opportunity to do the mitzvah together with everybody else is something's lacking. It can't be. It can never be fixed. He wasn't counted. Tanya Nami Achi, okay, we learned also a brisa like this. Something that's bent can't be fixed. That's a person who nullified saying the Kriyashma of the morning, the Kriyashma of night. Or a person nullified didn't say the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachas or Tefillah Shel Arvis. It didn't say the Shmoneh Esrei of the night team. One time the pie passed. Once it passed, you can't fix it. Cheser l'chol imono. So what does it mean? Something is missing that can't be counted. Zeshininu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. Okay, that his people, all the people, counted themselves together to do a mitzvah. V'lonim d'meim, he did not allow himself to be counted together and didn't join them. Amalei bar heile hilal. Hilal asked this question to Hilal. My dichti, what's it written? V'shaftim risem bein tzadik l'rasha. You'll return and you'll see the difference between a righteous person and a wicked person. And between somebody who serves God and somebody who didn't serve him. What do you mean? It sounds like repetitious. Hainu tzadik, hainu obed avod alim. And I said, a tzadik is a person who by definition serves God. Hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avodo. A person's a rasha, is one who didn't serve him. What do you mean? Tzadik and rasha, and who served him and didn't serve them. You're saying the same thing twice. Tzadik and rasha. Amar leisa, he'll answer him. He said, no. He says, you have to know, it's not talking about the same thing. He says, tzaddik and rasha is one thing, and avodah v'lo avodah, serving him and not serving him, tavayu tzaddikim gmurinu. That's talking about two people who are completely tzaddikim. The one who served, the one who didn't serve, doesn't mean a tzaddik and rasha. They're both tzaddikim, complete tzaddikim. And something shocking. There's no comparison between a person who learned his lesson 100 times or the person who learned the Torah lesson 101 times. Okay, the person... the person who learned 101 times is called the person who served him, and the one who didn't learn it more than 100 times is called not serving him. Why? Because the person, there's no comparison between them. The one who did 101, it's called serving, and the one who did less than 100, was not called serving. So Amar Lei he said to him, Mishum Chad Zimno Kamil Avodah, you're going to tell me for one time you're going to consider this guy in comparison to the other guy like he didn't serve God? Amar Lei said, yeah, I'll give you an example. And this is true. You see, even in today's commerce, you see this. And he says, say Laban Mishuk Chachamarim, look at the donkey market, like rent a donkey. Okay, if you want to rent a guy to take you on a donkey or take the donkey, Asara Parsei Bezuzah. The normal distance they do is 10 parses. So if you hire a donkey for 10 parses, to go 10 parses in a day, it's one zuz. Chadasar Parsei, the second you're going to go 11, they don't charge you 1.1. What do they charge you? Betray zuz, it's two zuz. It's a massively different thing. Once you're beyond the norm, the norm is 10, you pay one zuz. For 11, you don't pay 1.1, you pay two. You pay double. That's the market. You went over the thing, that's all. That's already like the airlines. You're like rent the car. One pound.
They charge you the whole day.
The whole day, yeah. Yeah. One pound over on the airline. That's how you gotta hold it. You gotta double the bag. New. Amrle Eliyahu and Nabi said to Bar Heye, Amrle the Rabbi Leizer, somebody said to Rabbi, my dichti, what's written? He needs Rafticha. Hashem says, I'm going to refine you, okay, lo bekesef, but not the same way that you refine gold in fire. Bechaticha, okay, Bekur, I chose you to refine you in a crucible. Which crucible? Oni, the crucible of Oni, not in fire, the crucible of poverty. Melamed Shechazal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kondra Shalitzi Tain Israel. That says that Hashem checked out, reviewed all the good qualities to give to the Jews. He didn't find anything that was as good as anything, nothing. The only thing he found that was as good was poverty. Why is that? Because those things, poverty makes a person direct his heart towards God. That's what people say. It says that poverty is fitting for Jews. It's as good as a red strap for a white horse. When you put a red strap on a white horse, the white really shows. It really comes out. It really comes out good. You know what?
Let's stop.
Yeah, let's stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. We'll call it a duff. Everyone, a wonderful day. If I got mixed up, I apologize. There was a lot of material on one daf there.